All right, so today that was yesterday's daf. Today is now Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and hopefully we'll finish that. That was Friday's daf, and we'll get to Shabbos as well. Amar of Oven Halevi Kol Adoich Kasasha Shoy Doich Kasoy. Whoever tries to push the time, meaning he tries to force his way into a situation before the situation is ripe, like Avshalom, that he would try to become a king before he was supposed to. So he tried to force it, Shadrach Kaseh, he will be forced out by the time. In other words, it's not going to work. Whoever bides his time and he says, you know what, I will wait, then Shah Nidches Mipanov. Eventually, the time will become right for him. Mid the Rabbah of Rav Yosef, the Gemara states a story of Rabbah and Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef Sinai. Rav Yosef was a tremendous Talmid Chacham that he knew everything, like Sinai. The Rabbah was a tremendous Talmid Chacham that he was able to understand everything deeply. Oikar Harim. What? No, yeah, he was able to understand what he understood deeply. He was able to get to the bottom of everything, but he didn't have the massive knowledge that Rabbi Yosef had. So it's Trichelu Shaita, but a time was needed. In other words, a new Rosh Hashiva was required. So Shalchu L'Hasim, they sent over there. Sinai V'Oikar Harim, Ezem Hen Koidim. Which one is better? Shalchu L'Hasim, really, Sinai is Koidim. Shachot Tzvichin L'Mari Chitio, because everybody needs the master of the wheat. Meaning, we need somebody who knows everything. But Afal Pikein, but nevertheless, Rabbi Yosef did not want to be Mekabel anything. Lo Kipel Alav Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was not Mekabel upon himself this job as a Rosh Hashiva. The Amrilei Kaldoi, because a stargazer had told him. Now, by the way, listening to a stargazer, the halacha Ramban brings down that if you know about it, you're not allowed to ask them. Tam tiyem Hashem alakecha. But if they somehow tell it to you, then you're allowed to follow their psak. So a stargazer had told him, Malach the Tartin Shnin Melech. You're only going to be a Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. So Malach and Tartin Shnin Kaman. You're only going to be a Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. So Malach Rabba. Rabba ruled he gave the job over to Rabba. Rabba ruled for 22 years. And then Malach Rabbi Yosef Tartin Shnin. And then afterwards, after 22 years, Rabbi Yosef ruled. So Rabbi Yosef, he was only going to rule for 2 years. So he said, I'd prefer to rule at the after you, sir. So he got an extra 22 years of life. And Malach Rabbi Yosef Tartin Shnin, Upalga, 2.5 years. Kol Hanach Shani de Malach Rabba, all these years that Rabba ruled, the Roshiva, Afilu Umna Lebesi Lekora, he did not even call a professional to his house, because Lamaisi was a God of Dorab. He says, listen, if I'm calling you to my house, then you might be like, be Mekai in my 2 years of Rosh Hashiva. Therefore, he treated himself like a regular person. He didn't get any fancy plates or anything like that on his car. He was a regular guy. He sat in the back of the shul, and he refused any honor that might be accorded to him for Rosh Hashiva. Hashem should answer you on a hard day. Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. What is Elokei Yaakov? Elokei Avraham Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, Mikan Lebaal Koira, Sheikonis Ba'av Yishal Koira. The one who owns the beam should go ahead and take responsibility, should help the people carrying the beam. Meaning, Yaakov Avin is the one who fathered all of the Shvatim, and basically Klal Yisrael, therefore he's the one who's in charge, like Yaakov, he's the one who's more in charge, more responsible to help us. Whoever enjoys a suda that the Talmud Chacham is in, as if he enjoyed from the Shechina. As it says, and Aaron and all the Ziknei Israel came to eat with Moshe Rabbeinu in front of Hashem. They were eating with Moshe. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was there, it's ki'ilu nehenu mitzvah shechina. As if they were nana with the shechina. Somebody who leaves his friend. Do not say go in peace, because go in peace is mashma. That's it. You already reached your end, and now you're at the end of the line. And go in peace. Rather, elelech lishalem, go to peace, meaning continue traveling. Continue traveling towards your final destination, but you're not at your final destination just yet. Shahari Yisrael, Shahamalel Moshelech Lishalem Yisrael, who said to Moshelech Lishalem, Olive Hitzliach, he went and he was Masliach. David, Shahamalel Avashalem, Lech Bishalem, Halach Venitla, he went and he was eventually hanged on that journey. So, obviously, David Amelech, what happened? I guess he slipped. Or sometimes, you know, things come out as a minor nevuah. Good kasha. I like the kasha. Yeah. Afal Pikein, the one who we're davening to, is Elokei Yaakov, but the Maisa Yitzchak is the one who did it. Yeah. It's a good note. You're right. It's what's on Bezayin Bechez. Well, I'm going to be Avin Halevi. I don't know. I'm not so bothered, but I hear. A person who is leaving a mace in a eulogy or whatever, al yemer lech lishal, and don't say go in peace, alech bishal. There you take a say go with peace. Because at that point he already reached his final destination. Somebody leaves a base and he goes straight into a place to learn. He should go from chayel el chayel, from one army to the next. Yira elakim betzion. Elakim betzion. Amar b'chia bar Ashi. Amar Rav. Tamidich chachamim ain lehem menucha. They do not have any rest. Le'vayelam hazev le'vayelam baba. Not in this world, not in the next world. Shenemar yelchu mechayel el choyel yira elakim betzion. As they go from chayel chayel, they're continuously climbing. Even in the next door, they're going to go from sheer to sheer in the in the next world. They're continuously going to be learning, etc., etc. Amar b'lazar amar b'chenina. Tamidich chachamim marbim shalom ba'ilam. They increase shalom in the world. Shenemar v'chobanayach l'mudi Hashem. As it says, all of your sons, Limudei Hashem, those who are learning Torah, Rav Shalom Banoach, and they were increased peace, the Banoach, the sons. I'll take a Banoach, Ela Banoach, the builders. The Gemara now finishes off with just four psukim that have to do with Shalom, and there's drushes, of course, on what it has to do with finishing off the Masech. It's not the only Masech that finishes like this, but we'll just translate the psukim. But that really sums up our Maseches Brachas. So first of all, mazel tov to everybody. It's pretty amazing. And now we'll go to Shabbos because today's blah is Daf Beis and Shabbos. But I will tell you that I do want to make a siyum. So maybe a couple minutes before. Is anybody staying for Shachris here? Yeah, you're gonna stay for Shachris here. Okay, because I brought a whole bunch of cheesecakes and salmon and a whole bunch of things, and dips. So we'll put it out. But for those who are leaving earlier, we'll put it out before. Benkach u'benkach. Maybe we'll open the thing at 5:02, and we'll see if we can get a minion in here. Okay.